The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Meantime, I'm joined by Cathal Mullany, broadcaster from Off the Ball, to look back at a weekend in sport. And I suppose the GAA Camogie Finals, that was the big set piece on Sunday.
It certainly was, Pat. And we got plenty of entertainment at Croke Park as well. All eyes were on the senior decider in the evening time through in at 5:15. And Cork, looking for three titles in a row, coming up just short. They were beaten by Galway by a single point, 114 to 113. Dramatic finish there, Pat. Just Galway's fifth ever title. Kerry Dolan with a great free at the end in added time to win the game for Galway. They produced a really good display. They were full of energy and enthusiasm. They brought a real intensity to proceedings. I think a lot of hurt in the Galway camp, having lost the final to Cork last year. Now, the Cork manager, Ger Manley, not happy with the performance of the referee, Justin Heffernan. Hannah Looney was sent off shortly before half-time, but Cork actually probably played a bit better, actually, with 14 players in the second half. But Ger Manley thought one or two decisions went against them. But ultimately, Cork coming up just short in their pursuit of that third title in a row. And it's a third title in 7 years now for Galway under their manager, Cathal Murray. So they were deserving winners in the end. The intermediate title went the way of Offaly. They beat Kerry by 3 points, and Laois were the winners of the Premier.
And they always I saw quite a lot of that match, and Offaly always looked stronger.
Yeah, Offaly produced a really good display there in that game. It was close enough all the way through, but they won it by three in the end, and it brings them a big success on the big stage at Croke Park. And then Laois, comprehensive winners over Armagh, 215 to 12 points in the Premier Junior Final. We were talking about the crowd that we were anticipating at the match. It was just under 29,000, which is probably a little bit on the small side of the Camogie Association. I think we're hoping for closer to 40,000. So it was just marginally better than last year's crowd at Croke Park.
Now, I wasn't counting myself, but did you see any skorts versus shorts?
There were one or two, I think. Yeah, I think the players have the choice to wear the skorts or the shorts. So that was the big issue earlier on in the year. And they have that choice to do. I think one or two of the players have done so throughout the course of the championship. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Community Shield, and you know, promised to be a great match. Great weather in Wembley. Mm. A perfect day for football.
Yeah, it was a decent enough game as well. Crystal Palace won it on penalties in the end. 2-2 draw with Liverpool in that game, and then they won it on spot kicks. Justin Deveney with the decisive conversion from the spot there for Palace to take the silverware. Don't think Liverpool will be too perturbed by losing that encounter. Now, Arne Slot, speaking afterwards, actually did reference their poor defensive efforts throughout the course of pre-season. And then in the spot kicks, Mo Salah blasted it over the bar. Mm-hmm. That's unusual to see that. Alexis McAllister and Harvey Elliott also failed to score in the shootout. Liverpool may be a small bit light at the back. They'll be hoping to be a little bit better defensively. Now, in terms of the Premier League, the record of teams winning the Community Shield to go on and win the Premier League title isn't great. I think only one team of the last 14 winners of the Community Shield have gone on to win the Premier League. That was Manchester City.
No worries for Liverpool.
I don't think so. They start their league campaign on Friday against Bournemouth.
Now, why is Tommy Fleetwood sick as a parrot?
Well, he is, because he lost out again on the PGA Tour last night. It's becoming a little bit difficult to watch now for Tommy Fleetwood. Recently at the Travellers Championship, he came up just short. And again last night at the St Jude Championship, he had a 2-shot lead walking on to the 16th tee, but he finished 1 shot short of the 16 under par total of Justin Rose and JJ Spaun. Rose took the title after a dramatic playoff there, and it's a good victory for him. He lost, you'll remember, in the Masters to Rory McIlroy in a playoff earlier on this year. Tommy Fleetwood has now had 162 starts in the PGA Tour. He has yet to win. For one of the top players in the world, that's not a great record, is it?
All right. It's becoming always difficult for him. Always the prize made, never the prize.
But he's playing really well. He's playing really, really well. Just hasn't got
to be up
line.
There all the time. Yeah, to be competitive.
Very consistent. It's tough, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. Now, in terms of League of Ireland, we had a couple of games.
We certainly did. A cracking Dublin derby on Saturday evening at Talca Park, where it finished 2-2 between Shelburne and Bohemians. Shelburne getting a late equaliser there to keep their positive momentum going after that great result in Europe last week against Rijeka. They played the return leg of that game in Europa League qualifying on Tuesday night at Talca Park. Last night then, Shamrock Rovers held to a goalless draw by Galway United, but they're still 10 points clear at the top. We're into the final series of matches now as well, so it looks like it's Shamrock Rovers' title to lose. St. Pat's then beat Sligo Rovers by 3-0 last night, but it certainly does look like the race for Europe will be the interesting part of the season.
Now, the women's rugby, the international friendly against Canada in preparation for the World Cup, disappointing for Ireland.
It was. Now, I think in fairness to Ireland, it was difficult opposition. Canada ranked second in the world, but there were 47-26 winners, the visitors, for that game in Belfast on Saturday afternoon. I think Scott Beaman, the Irish head coach, mentioned prior to that game that it was a good game for Ireland to get against top-class opposition ahead of the World Cup. The squad, by the way, Pat, for the World Cup will be named in the next 25 minutes or so, around about 10 o'clock this morning. Some injury concerns for Ireland around that. Aoife Wafer, one of the players coming back from injury. Christy Haney, Idel McMahon too, having some injury troubles. Ireland's first game at the World Cup is against Japan on Sunday in Northampton.
All right, Cathal Mullany, thank you very much. Cathal from Off the Ball will be...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.